Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Dude, where'd my country go? Anybody else feel that when you wake up in the morning? I mean, guys, this is getting ridiculous. And it's not every other state. This is what drives me crazy. You know, the CDC does not have the power to mandate. The CDC can offer recommendations. And it is up to the individual states and government entities to decide whether or not they're going to follow the recommendations of CDC. Florida basically says, yeah, whatever, and they go about their lives. And interestingly, they have been growing in population by leaps and bounds. New York State uses the CDC as a crutch. The CDC says jump, and New York State says how high, and then tells you how high you will jump. Total difference in attitude. Oh, yes, and this state hemorrhages population. Let's see. One state is gaining population. Another state is losing population. But we have a governor who is so deluded, he thinks that it is because of the weather. Somebody asked him a few years ago, how come your state is hemorrhaging population? It's the weather. You know, got news for you, dude. It's the same weather as it was 100 years ago, 200 years ago. Same weather. We have warm winters. We have cold winters. We have nice sunny summers. We have cloudy summers. It's always been the way it is. And it's not radically different, it's not different at all from when we built the Erie Canal across the state. And this state became a mecca for people. At the turn of the century, Buffalo literally was one of the top 10 most populous cities in the entire United States. That's why, one of the reasons, we had the Pan-American Exposition in Buffalo, New York. I think that actually lost money, if I'm not mistaken, and it cost us a president, William McKinley. And, you know, there aren't a lot of books on the McKinley assassination. There is one. It's called I Done My Duty. I Done My Duty. It's not edited very well, but it's probably the most comprehensive account of the assassination I've ever read. I Done My Duty is its name. Anyway, Poland Cars and Cuomo are doing their duty all over the faces of people in New York State and Erie County by clamping down once again on you. So let's go, first of all, to Governor Andrew Cuomo. If you are a front-facing healthcare worker, which is interesting. What if you're a proctologist? Are you front-facing? That's kind of a technicality there now, isn't it? But if you're a frontline worker and you work at a state-run hospital, you have to be vaccinated or you don't have a job. But here's the thing. Don't get too hung up on the state-run hospital thing, because here's the deal. Like I told you earlier, every healthcare professional in New York State is licensed to practice in New York State. So it doesn't take much for this governor to say, wait a minute, we license physicians, we license nurses, we license massage therapists, we license everybody, and they got to pay for it. So really, in this state, how long do you think it would be before Cuomo realizes, wait a minute, we can actually control more than just people in state-run hospitals. We license these people. We have complete control over these people. You will register. You're either going to, so for right now, but I wouldn't expect this to last because it's creeping totalitarianism is what we're having right now. We've got Governor Cuomo saying, you will be vaccinated. You don't have a choice. If you're a state worker, you're going to be vaccinated or you're going to be tested once a week. Now, in Erie County, Poloncarz, the county executive, ladies and gentlemen, it's Wednesday. The end of the week is Saturday, okay? So by the end of the week, Mark Poloncarz expects the indoor mask mandate will go back into effect for Erie County by the end of the week. This is from WGRZ.com, Channel 2. And here, again, the CDC has created the benchmarks. But these benchmarks are recommendation. It's like they're, you know, I mean, if the CDC recommends a daily dose of magnesium, will government now step in to say, we demand you show proof that you've got your daily dose of magnesium? This is getting ridiculous. The executive of Erie County, Mark Poloncarz, he says he expects the mask mandate to go back into effect by the end of the week for all indoor public meetings, bowling alleys, movie theaters, bars, and restaurants. What is your message to Mark Poloncarz? Folks, it's not like Erie County has to do what the CDC says for benchmarks. You got a choice. All these other states aren't doing this. They're saying, oh, okay, thank you, CDC. And folks, as I talked about yesterday, what in the name of, I wish I could drop the F-bomb here, would anybody trust the CDC? Because they get it wrong too many times to be considered as experts. I told you before, yesterday, if I told you that I was an expert on the Battle of Gettysburg, and I sat here and said, yep, General Dan Sickles defended Little Round Top on day two. Sickles and his 20th Maine. And you know damn well it was Joshua Lawrence Chamberlain. You would say, you know, Tom said he was an expert on the battle. How could he get that wrong? Then the next day I come in and I say, yeah, you know, Pickett's charge the first day of the Battle of Gettysburg was really deterred. And you know it was the third day of the battle, Friday, July 3rd, 1863. You would say, this guy doesn't know what he's talking about. And frankly, the CDC has gotten so many things so wrong since the beginning of this. I do not take the CDC as a credible source of information. I don't. You cannot tell me wrong information over and over and over again while claiming to be an expert and have me expect to take you seriously after a while. Okay? We are in, I mean, seriously, folks, we have a toxic relationship with our government. This, you know, if this was a personal relationship, we would be out of here because Andrew Cuomo and Mark Poloncarz, they are abusive spouses to us, we, the people of New York State. We're their spouses and they are abusing us. They're making us do things we don't want to do. They're making us get a vaccine. Or they're threatening us. They're making us wear a mask. They will be by the end of the week, even if we're vaccinated. And let me ask you this. If you are not vaccinated and you thought to yourself, you know, I think I'm going to get vaccinated so I can take the mask off and so I can start enjoying life like everybody else is doing, what in the hell would you do it for now? What do you get out of it? Hey, here's your vaccination. Put your mask back on. Have a great day. Doesn't make any sense. But I'll tell you what else is going to happen. Dr. Gail Burstein, who has to be one of the highest paid pediatricians in the entire profession of medicine, as long as this continues, she is going to ka-ching, ka-ching, ka-ching. You know, she's going to have enough money by the time they call this thing over with, or by the time we wake up and throw these people out. She can bury her own little fortune on Oak Island, and then for the next 300 years, people try to find it. Again, she is a person, all I can say, if you are in public health and you take an overtime over COVID, that shows you to be a disreputable person, not to be held with respect or esteem. 803-0930, star 930, at 1-800-616-WBEN. Be kind of like saying, hey, I'm raising money for charity. Now, I'll be keeping 95% of it, but you guys get 5%. Sounds about right. Otherwise known as the speed camera idea in the city of Buffalo. All right, 803-0930, star 930, 1-800-616-WBEN. And I think we're heading back to lockdowns, to tell you the truth. I think they want lockdowns again. I think they want total control. These people who are into politics, there are common personality traits they have. They like to see their face on TV, and they like to order people around. I literally think these people watch World War II videos and work themselves into a state of, shall we say, excitement, resulting in a fine conclusion. Let's go back to the calls. Here's Wayne in Tonawanda. Wayne, you're on WBEN. What is your message?
Oh, my message would be just knock it off. This whole thing is ridiculous. Though I have to confess, I knew this was going to happen. I figured close to the fall, they were going to try a power grab, and they are. And you just, my thunder, when you said it's all mental power. That's what they want. They want control over the people. And I'm not a conspiracy type person, but what else can it be? Let's be honest. And what's next? It's going to be the health clubs. If I want to go work out, what do I have to do? I'm going to have to put a mask on because the employees there have no control of the situation. And I will put dollars to donuts. What they're going to start doing is not only will they find the restaurant owners, the health club owners, but the individuals who do not have a mask. Let's say I took my mask off to change weights or whatever, and they're going to say, oh, that's going to be a $25 fine because that's cha-ching money.
I'm surprised they didn't do that the last time, to be honest. And actually, that makes more sense. I mean, first of all, I don't believe anybody ought to be fined. But if you're going to fine anybody, the individual who can't keep the mask on is the one who ought to be fined, not the establishment. But by fining the establishment, you then make the establishment the enforcement arm of your idiotic policy.
Well, not only that, it's double money. I mean, they get the establishment, then they get the person. So they make killed two birds with one stone, and they, you know, it's just going to be more pay raises for everybody.
Well,
for us.
You know, maybe we need to go back to kind of, you know, how they did things in the 1920s with the speakeasy. We might have to go back to a situation like that where, you know, if you know the secret handshake, if you know the secret password, you come in because we know you're not a rat. We know that, hey, Joe sent me from the cafeteria. All right, boys, let him in. He's got the password. You know, maybe that's where we need to go to make sure the health department rats aren't there. Oh, yeah, and did I mention, when you come into my place, your cell phone goes in a locker, so I know you're not taking pictures.
Absolutely.
Even though there are other things you can use to take pictures. But thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Sure.
All right. Bye-bye. Like the guy at Hito they found once wearing sunglasses with camera in them. Huh. So, by the way, I'm loving, I don't get a chance, like, I cannot sit down and watch hour-long videos online. I apologize, not trying to be a bad person, but, you know, I get lots of emails every day, and a lot of those emails are, Tom, you've got to watch this video, and it's like, you know, an hour and 15 minutes long. I can't do it, man. But I enjoy watching 3-minute clips of Austin Powers, especially the radar scene in light of the Bezos spaceship and the eerie, uncanny resemblance of Bezos, I call him Bezos, with Mike Myers' Dr. Evil and the spaceship that did look like an enormous flying Willy. 803-0930, star 930, 1-800-616-WBEN. Do not comply. Do not comply. Do not comply. Let's go to Dave in Hamburg. Dave, you're on WBEN. Hello.
Hey, Tom. I'm retired from the Department of Corrections. Thankfully, my wife is still employed by the Department of Corrections, and she's a nurse. She's just livid about this because they're saying that she doesn't even have a choice. She's going to have to take this vaccine because she sees inmate patients. And that's you know, what happened to our My Body, My Choice. She's already forced to wear a mask 8 hours a day while she's there, and now she's going to be forced to take a vaccine that she does not want. She had considered the Johnson & Johnson, but she wanted to see more, you know, information about it. And she says, I'm not doing it. She says, they're going to have to lock me out. And that's what they will do. If she does not comply, they will say, you are no longer allowed to come into work. And they lock you out without pay. This is America.
So if she refuses to work, can she go on unemployment?
I honestly don't know. I guess part of my question to you is, you had the law firm on there, Hogan Willig Hogan. I'm so angry right now. I can't even remember what their proper.
Hogan Willig.
Hogan. Okay. Thanks.
And we had Steve Cohen on from that firm.
Yes. Yes. Are they doing like a class action that we could join in, or because we're not taking this one laying down?
That's a real good question. They've got a number of lawsuits in the chute right now. I don't know if these developments will engender a whole new crop of lawsuits. I suspect they will. And yeah, they're sponsors of the show. And yeah, my daughter is an attorney there. This is correct. But if there are enough of your wife's fellow co-workers at the correctional facility who are interested in forming a class of workers to sue the state, I'm sure that you could talk to that law firm. There's a couple other law firms that have been involved in going after New York State. Todd Aldinger, Paul Cambria, they've been active in this. I mean, there are some law firms who are standing up to New York State. Now, the problem is, see, your wife works for the state of New York and the DOC. Might she find herself stationed in, hey, you're going to love our new facility in Malone?
That would be, well, in the old days, that would be very difficult to do because, you know, you have your unions and everything. But in today's world, God only knows, you know. You have no idea in today's world. I mean.
Yeah, well, it's like if you're a state trooper and you say, yeah, I don't feel like getting vaccinated. I'm going to put you through the expense of testing me every week. Well, you're going to enjoy your new assignment in Newburgh. Have fun with that.
Or if you date the governor's daughter.
Well, you know what? We need Cuomo's other daughters to start making wedding plans to get these restrictions lifted. Does somebody want to try to track him down on Tinder or whatever?
There you go.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
I am personally willing to marry Andrew Cuomo's daughter if it means that we can get our restrictions lifted. Whatever daughter he's got left, I'm personally willing to sacrifice that. I'm not going to lie. I love Italian women. That one would be hellish for me. I mean, my father-in-law, Andrew Cuomo. But I'm willing to make that sacrifice for the greater good, okay? We need Cuomo's other kids, other daughters, to make wedding plans for as soon as possible so we get these things lifted. Who's with me? Or we need about five more women to step forward with accusations against Cuomo, and then maybe he'll back off. I'm just saying.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, welcome. It's Bowerly News Radio 930 WBEN. Yeah, this guy is one of the, two surviving traveling Wilburys, Dylan and Jeff Lynn, right? Yeah, everybody else is dead. Wow. Unless I'm mistaken. All right, 438. I worry about these things. So welcome to the program. So anyways, you heard in the news, restrictions are coming back. Cuomo's daughter's married, so now we got to clamp down on people again. And it's not every state in the country. Nope, it's the far-left wackadoodle states, California and New York. CDC barks, and they say, oh my goodness, we're going to stay. We got to stay away. CDC says jump, and New York State says tell us how high, even though you keep getting things wrong. This is just, it's well, again, folks, entirely predictable. And if you want to call in and tell us that you predicted all of this, you're more than welcome to do so. I know that I did, and it's on tape somewhere. We put our stuff out there, and it's online, but I don't really keep track of, well, on such and such a date, here's what I said. But I absolutely did say the COVID virus is going to mutate, because that's what viruses do. They mutate. They change. Some of you might remember me saying the Spanish flu is still out there, but it has mutated over the years, so it has changed. It has become less lethal. And as far as this Delta variant, it's the latest variant of a string of variants. And, you know, the media were almost breathless every time a new variant would come along. Like, ooh, a new variant. Oh, this might give the government an excuse to really crack down on people. We got to control people. Yeah. So anyway, the Delta variant, and it is contagious. Again, according to Dr. Jane Orient, Association of American Physicians and Surgeons, it is, and actually, Dr. Mark Epstein said the same thing with David Bellavia today, and he is the smartest guy who's ever walked the face of the earth, so I believe everything he says. But no, seriously, I mean, he's no dummy, and he confirms, yeah, it is contagious, but it's also not as lethal as the original COVID-19. So I guess there's a thing in medicine, the more contagious something is, the less lethal it is likely to be. Now, whether that's a new dictum or an old one, I don't know, because I think about things like the Black Plague, which was clearly both contagious. It spread very, very rapidly. I mean, there were a lot of rats and a lot of fleas back in the day, and I don't know if it would have applied then. But anyway, long story short, if you are a state worker you are, in some cases, you have to be vaccinated. Not even a weekly test is going to suffice. Not even a mask is going to suffice. By the way, if masks work, why wouldn't a mask suffice? Duh. They keep telling us masks work. Okay, well, if masks work, why doesn't Cuomo say, in the case of frontline workers or these COs, why doesn't he say, well, you've got a choice. You can wear a mask or you can get vaccinated. If masks really worked, he'd say a mask is just fine. Think about it, folks. Come on. Use your common sense. We are being hosed, screwed, blued, and tattooed. And then Mark Poloncarz, the county executive of Erie County, he comes out today. By the end of this week, he expects indoor mask mandates to be back. Bars, restaurants, bowling alleys, movie theaters, the whole nine yards. Which means, of course, that his health department rats will be out looking for places they can slap fines on for not enforcing the mask mandates. Now, so you could have an entire bar filled with vaccinated people. But if they're not wearing masks, they're going to get a fine to the restaurant owner, which, of course, raises the question, if they're going to pull this crap, why even bother getting vaccinated if you're on the fence? I mean, if you're going to get vaccinated because you want to live a normal life, why bother? Tell me how this is going to increase the vaccination rate. Where's the incentive? I mean, this, folks, this is just, it's idiocy, absolute idiocy. And we had a guy calling in whose wife is a CO, a nurse at a correctional facility. She's not being given a choice. For her, it's get vaccinated or no job. And I repeat my question. If masks work, why isn't that an option? Wear a mask or no job. I mean, again, folks, you do not see all of the inconsistencies that are here. There are the absence of common sense, the absence of logic from this entire stratagem is absolutely mind-boggling, and we're putting up with it. But I hate to say this, but look, I respect our founding fathers and their revolution against the British very much. But as I pointed out yesterday, when you look at the Declaration of Independence, first of all, the actual enemy was identified, the king of Great Britain, all right? A whole list was put out of ways in which our rights were being violated. Then, most importantly, a whole list was put out of legal ways and nonviolent ways in which the colonists sought redress for their grievances. So I'm going to tell you that until the legal process is run through, that any other idea is not going to have any credibility with me, because I believe very much in the idea that we must be a nation of laws. But if at the end of the day, those laws or legal processes have been so perverted as to be un-American, well, we'll take it from there. But for right now, we're a ways from that. You gotta go legal first. You can't have anarchy. Let's go to Tori in Buffalo on WBEN. Tori, hello.
Hi, Tom.
Hello, Tori.
Two things. Wasn't the supposed the governor only has temporary powers?
Well, of course, temporary for life.
No, he only has a certain amount of time, and it runs out. What's he playing here? I mean, it's the end of July already, you know, so you're already getting into school shopping and stuff.
Well, we talked earlier about this being total executive overreach. That is the opinion of Steve Cohen, who is a very well-known and successful trial attorney.
Okay, I must have missed that. And also, the new variant that's coming up from Peru, did anybody talk about that, the Lambda variant?
We have mentioned the Lambda variant on the show. I'm just surprised the gay rights organizations haven't complained about that name for reasons I won't get into, but you can look up online.
The first cases are coming up in Texas.
Well, you know, here's what I want to know, and I think a lot of people would like to know, why is it, and this is, again, something else I predicted, isn't it interesting that all of these things are happening, all of these variants, all of these increases in infections are happening, along with a flood of people at the southern border? Isn't that absolutely a remarkable coincidence?
It is. It is a coincidence. That's all it is. Just like now they want you to go for other vaccines too, whooping cough. Stuff that we haven't seen around here in years. Eons.
Come on, you make it seem as though these people coming in over the border have never seen a doctor in their life, even though we're always told, oh, they've got better government health care in Guatemala than we do in the United States.
The whole northern border shut, but the southern border's open. So, why?
Oh, you make it seem as though they're letting these people in, and they're sending them all over the country in the hopes that COVID keeps going, so they can keep control over us and maybe turn a few red states blue while they're at it. You make it seem like that's what they're trying to do.
Oh, not at all. Not at all. They would never.
Yeah, I mean, you see, obviously, through the sarcasm. Again, entirely predictable. This is out of hand. But what is your message to Mark Poloncarz? We had our few weeks of freedom, no mask when we're out at bars and restaurants. Now what are we
going
to do?
My message to Mark Poloncarz is this has been going on over a year and a half. Now, I personally didn't get the vaccine. Don't plan on getting the vaccine. It's a personal choice, right?
I absolutely agree with you.
Okay. I haven't gotten sick. I've never had the flu. I've never had a flu shot. You know, I just found out somebody I know just had the shingles shot and got the shingles from the shot.
Oh, that's unfortunate. Yeah. Well, I got the shingles shot and ended up amazingly sick for 4 or 5 days.
Yeah.
All right. But all right. Tori, anything else you want to say as far as a message to Mark Poloncarz or Andrew Cuomo?
Oh, I would love to. Cuomo's got to go, #.
All right. Well, it's original, if nothing else. All right. Thank you very much, Tori. All right. Your message to County Executive Mark Poloncarz. By the way, what color do you think, if you're Dr. Gail Burstein, I mean, the good news for you, Dr. Gail, is the COVID crisis continues. Now you've got a whole bunch of new numbers to compile, and you'll have to put in for overtime for all the numbers you're going to be compiling. Then, of course, you'll have to do news conferences to talk about the numbers. Ka-ching, ka-ching. There's some more overtime for you. Then you're going to have to be in charge of sending health department workers out to investigate local bars and restaurants. You're going to have to oversee all that, right? Ka-ching, ka-ching. So, Dr. Burstein, the question really isn't about the Delta variant, the Lambda variant, or the Volkswagen variant. The question is, what's it going to be for you, Dr. Gale? Is it going to be a Lamborghini, a Ferrari, or a Bugatti? What is it going to be? Because by the end of this, you are like the highest paid pediatrician in the country. I'm just guessing, but she's got to be right up there. Pediatrics, let's put it this way. A pediatrician does not make what a brain surgeon makes. There's a hierarchy in medicine, just like there is in everything else. And for a pediatrician, Gail Burstein is making bank off of COVID. She is living large. I mean, she can basically, she could retire next week in a very comfortable existence. She could buy the Villages by the end of this pandemic. I don't mean a home in the Villages. I mean the Villages. She could buy it. You know, she'll probably have a Rolls-Royce golf cart. Well, okay, I was at Tom Bender's house on Sunday, but we brought the clams, so that's a wash. Ain't no plug-o-go going on. The Floyd concept. I really want to see him. I hope the weather cooperates. All right, it is 4:53. No, I will not be playing with them. No, they've got their own thing going on. It's a self-contained show, and I would just as soon watch and just sit there in wonderment. Although, I'll tell you who else does a great job with Pink Floyd songs. High Horse. I haven't seen High Horse in over a year, but when they do Pink Floyd, it's just amazing. It's amazing. But I can't wait to see the Floyd concept because, oddly enough, when they do Pink Floyd, it's amazing. All right, let's... And why is every guy like Pink Floyd and every woman hate Pink Floyd? Why is... All right, almost every woman hates... Pink Floyd seems to be a guy thing. I can't figure that out. My daughter would be an exception. My son, big Sid Barrett fan. Go figure. Here's Todd in East Aurora. Todd, you're on WBEN.
Hey, Tom. Just for the record, not every guy loves Pink Floyd.
Oh, do you not like Pink Floyd?
No, I was more of a, back in the day, I was more of a Dead guy, but.
All right. Well, I mean.
Music all the time.
It could have gone that way. It could have gone Bee Gees way, which is fine.
Sure.
Anyway, what's on your mind?
All right. So I'm an RN. And, you know, to be entirely honest, as much as I think that the mask mandates are stupid, that didn't bug me as much as what I heard today. Today, when they're talking about unequivocally mandating putting an experimental vaccine into your body, or you're going to lose your job, or perhaps you made a real good point, they could make it part of your licensure. That's a real issue for me. That's a let's take this to the Supreme Court issue for me. Because, you know, okay, so first of all, there's a couple things that I feel like I know that they have all the experts in the room and whatever, and they're quote-unquote following the science. They're not. They're following a religion they call science. Science doesn't work in 15-minute bursts. It takes years and years and years to get evidence to say anything. I mean, it took them forever to be able to, with scientific certainty, say that smoking is bad for you. I mean, that was the example they used in an epidemiology course that I took at one point. It's these things move slowly, and this vaccine wasn't even close to developed a year ago. So that's the first thing that's troubling. The second thing that's troubling is they're basing all this on the Delta variants. And you've handled this very well by pointing out it's much more contagious but much less lethal. The other thing that's really important is they're finding out now that because of the viral load that you carry, you can carry it asymptomatically, not be infected with it, with the vaccine, and still pass it on. So the vaccine's not going to do anything to protect the patients at all. And in a ICU setting, I don't work in an ICU, I'm a psychiatric nurse, but these people are wearing extensive personal protective equipment anyway. And they're wearing the good stuff, the stuff that actually works. What's frustrating about this for me with, you know, our governor is that there is no debate. There is no discussion. I mean, to be entirely honest, you know, if I was given an alternative to take weekly testing, I don't know why that would help anybody, but sure, I'll do the dumb test. That's fine. But the reality is I know a lot of nurses. I think the last thing I read is nationally there's like – it's well over a third. I think it's almost a half.
Right. I need you to hold on because I unfortunately am out of time for this hour, but I'll continue you in the next hour of the show. I just looked up at the clock and I realized it kind of got away from me.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the pitch, hit, and run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.